Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, where you can take advantage of multiple tools, platform options, and specific features designed to help your podcast to achieve the success that you would like it to. I'm, of course, Mark Ashby, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media. I'm here to tell you exactly what we are bringing to you this week with Captivate.fm. Before I do that, I need to just give you a big shout out and just say, I hope you're staying safe, hope you're staying well, and please just remind everyone to look after each other throughout these tumultuous times, these very uncertain times. And if there's anything that we can do as Rebel Base Media, please don't hesitate to let us know. My email address, mark@rebelbasemedia.io, is always open for help. And of course, myself, Kieran Allegra, Ethan, Ed, Pierre, and Sam, and the rest of the team will be available via the usual support channels and, of course, in the Rebel Base Media Podcaster Support and Experience Group. Now, today, we did, as you remember, we did a big release last week regarding the analytics time zone. So as of last week's release, you are now able to view the analytics on your podcast in your own time zone. So this week, we've kind of got a slightly smaller release, but nonetheless, there's some very, very useful things in there. So we kind of did some admin bits. We did some bits on the back end for us to make our lives a little bit easier when it comes to helping you via support. But some of the things that we did for you, the podcaster this week, we'll run through in just one second. Now, if you're not a Captivate.fm user, if you're wondering, actually, what the heck is this thing? Go and check it out. You can use Captivate completely for free for 7 days, and you can look at why it's one of the fastest growing podcast hosting platforms in the world. Mostly, that's to do with the people, because we are real people. We support you like real people, and we never make you feel silly. There's never a crazy question. There's never anything that you shouldn't ask, and we just want to make sure that you succeed on your terms as a podcaster. So, let's get to the release notes. What have we got here? I'm looking at my release schedule right here. I've got it on my other screen as we're talking here. And let's go through these one by one. So we've actually made it so that when you update your podcast episodes, or whether you update your RSS feed, whether you change your show settings or whatever that is, we've made it so that the cache, which is a cache is something that essentially stores settings on the front end for quick loading purposes. We've made it so that the cache on the Captivate's website, so if you're using Captivate websites that are built into Captivate for your show, like I'm using for sparkofrebellion.com and for Captivate Insider, we've made it so that that actually updates itself very, very quickly and very, very easily now. So before, what you used to have to do was maybe just wait a couple of minutes for that cache to clear, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's a really good way of doing it to make sure that things load really, really quickly is to cache them. We've just made that cache time a little bit clearer for flushing and clearing that cache when you update an episode, for example. So that's the first thing that we've done. The other two things that are kind of related, I'll get to in a second, because they're website related as well, but I'll get to those in a second, because one of the big things that we've fixed this week is it wasn't actually anything really to do with Captivate, it was to do with Anchor. So Anchor, the free podcasting platform, which a lot of people start with and then move away from pretty quickly because they move up to a hosting platform that is, you know, is intended to help you to grow or is intended to be a commercially viable opportunity. What we found was that when an RSS feed was being imported from Anchor, where the podcaster was using the weird kind of dynamic insertion that Anchor does for some of its ad tech, what we were finding is that Anchor was turning that file into an M4A file, which is not an MP3 file, which all the hosts need, the podcasting outlets need. But what it was doing is, rather than it being an M4A file, it was turning the MIME type, which is the kind of behind-the-scenes file type, it was turning that MIME type into an MP4, so a video. So there's something wrong with Anchor there somewhere, we think. Not sure what's going on there, whether they designed it like that, whether they intended it to be like that. Not sure. We've just fixed that so that when you're importing in from Anchor, anything that's encoded wrong gets encoded properly so that we've got your back and there'll be nothing wrong with your show. So that's what we put out there. Not saying there was anything wrong with what Anchor was doing. It's just not the way that Captivate does it. We stick to a lot of the guidelines that are out there, and we make sure that everything is encoded properly to an MP3 file. So that's what we've done. That's what we've changed. That's what we've tweaked. Now, the other two things are very quick and easy things, but they're actually really, really useful. So this is all to do with the websites. So when you're using Captivate sites to power your podcast website, which are fantastic. They look amazing. They're really, really powerful little websites. I use mine for sparkofrebellion.com and for Captivate Insider. And what we've done is we've made it so that on the sharing section of your episode, so when you're in Captivate's backend, on the sharing section of your dashboard, you will now see a little view icon instead of just the copy icon for the URL for your web page. So that means that when you've finished uploading your episode and publishing that episode, if you go to share that episode, one of the options that you've got now is just to view that web page that has been created for you. It's only a tiny thing, but it's very, very usable. And the second thing that we've added for the website, which again is only a tiny thing, but it's very, very usable, is we've added the ability now underneath the publishing section in your episode. So when you go and publish a new episode, if you're using Sync, Captivate Sync for WordPress, or Captivate Sites, the inbuilt automated websites for your show, we've made it so that the slug, the permalink essentially, the link to your URL, your new episode, we've made that so that, yes, of course, we know you can edit that. So you could say, rather than taking the title of the episode like Captivate Will and making a URL out of it for your episode webpage, you could call it episode 1 or episode 2. You can do what you want with that. But we've put a little preview link underneath that particular input box, which means that you'll not only see the slug, the URL, the permalink that you're typing in there, but you'll see it in context with the full URL. So as an example, if I change my latest episode of Spark of Rebellion and change the webpage URL in Captivate or in Sync, what you'll see is that you'll get the full preview of the URL underneath it. So you'll be able to see what that will look like in real life, okay? Now, that's quite a weird thing to try and explain. Just go and publish an episode if you're using Captivate Sites or Captivate Sync. When you go and publish an episode, look at the little slug section, the permalink section, the little URL section, which will create the link and the URL for the web page for that episode. And you'll see what I mean. It's a little gray section underneath there that just shows you a live preview of what that link will look like. So it's nothing major, but these are just all huge usability things, all right? Real big usability things and things that I'm going to use personally every single day, all right? So that's the update this week. There's been a heck of a lot of good stuff always going on. I'm just looking back through what we've released. This is the last release for this quarter. It's the 31st of March 2020. And just looking back through the releases, now, wow, we have put a lot of features and updates out this month. Everything from the sponsor kits, from the analytics time zones, onto the single episode pages for your websites. We've just done so much good stuff to release to you. The single /listen page that we released. I mean, these are huge, you know, single subscription links, absolutely huge features. So thank you to everyone that has been recommending things. Thank you to the team for working so hard on this. And as always, listen, please stay safe. Please enjoy Captivate. Please enjoy podcast websites if you're using that. Podcast Success Academy if you are using that too. Okay, so please, please, please stay safe. Look after those around you. Look after those in your community and let us know what we can do, all right? Stay safe and have a wonderful day.